So we have been sitting with a lot of radical ideas in this space lately, have we not? And today is no exception. Because this idea of love letters, of being blessed in our bodies in this society, is pretty radical. On one level, it's countercultural to even love how our bodies look, right? There's a massive campaign out there to get us to stay eternally dissatisfied with how we look so that we'll buy things to make us look better, or at least make us feel better about it. And I can testify to how well that works. Despite being competent and reasonably intelligent and somewhat healthy, I hold lots of opinions about how my body shape is not what it should be. Is anyone there with me? Yeah. So appreciation for our bodies is stifled. On another level, it's also not built into our culture to really let ourselves feel what it's like to be in our bodies. How often do we take the time and the intention to notice our bodies, the way we did during that meditation earlier, to feel the muscles gliding over our bones, to pay attention to the movements within and how they feel as we walk or run or dance or stretch or lift things or plant things or touch each other. There's precious little time to get to all the things done that need to be done within our days, and it's much too easy to forget how it feels physically to do them. Some of us, and many of our human siblings, believe that Jesus was God incarnate, that is, the Spirit of God made flesh. That God had to know what it was like to be human, to be encased in a body, to feel love and pain and growth and death and everything else that goes with walking around on this earth. If the gospel stories are literally true, then the spirit of life and love could not be complete without experiencing what it was to be part of that which it created. That's a big idea. Imagine creating something, breathing life into it, and then discovering that you couldn't be whole without knowing what it was like to be that creation. What would you seek? What would you do to seek that completion? And if the stories are not literally true, then at least several humans of 2,000 years ago needed to create a metaphor that showed us to be so deeply connected with the spirit and the source of life that our bodies were something it had to experience. Sally McFaig is an American Christian theologian who works a lot with metaphors about God, particularly with an ecological metaphor of the earth as God's body. She wrote these words in a book called The Body of God. We ought to love and honor the body, our own bodies, and the bodies of all the other life forms on the planet. The body is not a discardable garment cloaking the real self. It is the shape and form of who we are. Another big idea. Our bodies, as the shape and form of who we are, not just a shell for our spirits. In other words, I hear in this that we too are the divine incarnate, the Word made flesh. Intertwined with these bodies that are made with the same stuff as everything else around us, stuff that was born of stars and has been around for 14 billion years, intertwined with these bodies and that stuff is the essence of who we are. Our bodies aren't simply vessels, but extensions of our deepest selves. That feels worth noticing to me, with some appreciation. The body, this body that is imperfect like all other bodies, but good like all other bodies, is intertwined with the essence of my being. and it feels worth practicing. My yoga teacher spends time in every class talking about the emotional and spiritual aspects of moving our bodies into particular shapes, of using our muscles in particular ways. A recent class was about fear, for example, and we practiced together various forms that both embodied fear, taught us to hold it, and released it. This happened to be at a time when I was holding some anxiety about a hard conversation I needed to have with my almost ex-partner. So after class, I asked my teacher, "What can I do physically? What can I do in my body to help me gather courage during this conversation that might not be noticed from the outside?" And she said, "Your pelvic floor has muscles that you can hold and that will hold you up and ground you. They're connected to your root chakra, which goes to the earth in grounding." And so I practiced holding those muscles. And now I've learned to do that in the pulpit. I've practiced holding those muscles, feeling them, actually feeling them, and remembered to do it during that conversation, and it made all the difference in how I was able to hold on to myself and express myself. As John O'Donohue wrote, "May you realize that your body is a faithful and beautiful friend of your soul. May you realize that holiness is mindful, gazing, feeling, hearing, and touching. May your senses gather you and bring you home."
How to love your body. Everyone has their own unique shape that should be embraced and not criticized. Your body is part of what has taken you through your life, and that is something to love. I think there are three ways of loving your body. First, you have to develop the correct mindset. Don't compare yourself to others. Understand that your own body is your gift, your unique gift to your community. Give yourself compliments. Having love in your life starts with loving yourself. You should view and treat yourself with the same kind of kindness and admiration you would treat someone you love. You probably wouldn't critique another person's body for the same things you critique on yourself. Don't hesitate to give yourself a compliment. Go easy on your mistakes and forgive yourself when you mess up. If you can't love your body immediately, maybe making a list of the positive things in your life will help. But the key is to focus on what you like about yourself and not what you think should change. Start off by finding one thing you like about yourself, no matter how small. Once you're feeling more confident in that, identify the second thing and so on. Eventually, you will see more positive qualities than negative. Step two of loving your body is to practice healthy habits. Too many of us do not practice self-care because of the busy lifestyles we live. It's important to take care of your body, not only outwardly, but internally. Wear comfortable clothes that help you feel good. Commit to using daily affirmations in your life. And most importantly, ask others what they love about you. Getting someone else's perspective on what they love about you makes it easier to love yourself. And finally, surround yourself with people who do love you. I think that is the key to loving yourself.